92.6 FM Radio Verulam. I'm Robbie Dove here on St Albans Drive, here until 7 o'clock this evening when Amanda is going to be taking over things. I've got a couple of interviews on today's show, actually, and I'm absolutely thrilled to say the first of which is going to happen right about now. I've got a lady on the line. She goes by the name of Sheena Ray. She's a local singer-songwriter who has a new song. It's called Beggin', and that was released last month, so we're going to be playing that very, very shortly. But before we do get over to that, let's go over to Sheena now. Sheena, thank you so much for joining us on St Albans Drive today. How are you?
I'm good. How are you? Thanks for having me on.
Absolute pleasure. I thought when you sent me the link to your new song and I listened to it, I thought, I've got to get this person on. It sounds like such a wholesome sound.
Yeah.
And that could well have been your 15th single and you're world famous. So how did, I guess, the music industry or the music passion start for you, Sheena?
Well, I've always been singing. Like, I did a musical theatre degree, so I've always been on stage. And I think it was more in the lockdown period where I was like, I want to start writing my own music. I mean, I did do a little bit of writing like a few years ago, but then I just stopped and just started performing on stage. But then the lockdown really made me want to like start writing again. So that's kind of where it all came about. But yeah, I've been singing from like when I was really little. So yeah.
Because I was going to actually ask, you know, how has COVID limited you or has it stopped you or anything like that? But it sounds like the actual lockdown and having got a time to yourself has actually helped you be able to flourish.
It really did help me, like, because my EP on Friday, it's called Salty Tears. So it's like tears, but spelt like the lockdown tears. So it's like, because I wrote it in lockdown.
Hang on, like, that's kind of where the idea as in T-I-E-R-S.
Yeah, yeah.
That is absolutely genius.
Exactly. So I was quite proud of that one. But so the lockdown did really help me because I had just time to just write, which was amazing.
What were you doing before lockdown? Were you in a full-time job?
So I'm working in a bar and a golf club at the moment, but I'm still working there.
Okay.
But like, obviously it was all shut, so I had way more time to just focus on the music, which was amazing. But yeah.
Now, the sound, as I say, we are going to play Beggin' in a bit. It's, as I say, it sounds very, very wholesome and very professional. Was it you that produced it, or did you get someone in to do it?
So I actually got the beat online and used that because I just was going through all the beats and I just vibed with that beat. But so then I recorded it all at home myself. Worked like that.
Now that is a great advert for anyone who's an aspiring singer-songwriter who hasn't necessarily either got the funds to be able to get it done professionally or even the ability. Anyone can do it.
Exactly. You just need a microphone and that's it, really, and your voice.
Any live stage experience?
Yeah, so I just performed my first solo gig like a couple of days ago, which was amazing. But I've also done like band stuff as well a couple of years ago. And obviously musical theatres, I've done theatre performances. So yeah, a lot of stage experience. So yeah.
All right then, tell me about Beggin'. How did it come about? What is it about?
Well, Beggin' is about like my growth and independence. So like I wanted to write about, you know, knowing my worth and not letting people walk all over me, like for example, in relationships and friendships, basically just like standing up for yourself. So in the song, it says like the old me's passed away, you won't catch me begging for love. So it's kind of just like not letting people take you for granted. And that's kind of what the message is about, really.
And how long does a song like that take to go from idea to fully ready to go?
It took the writing process didn't take too long, but it was just like the recording. I wanted to get it all perfect, so it kind of took a bit longer than normal. But yeah, like it came quite easily to me actually. Which was good.
Perfect, perfect. Now, obviously, we're going to play that on Radio Verulam here, but how can people listen to it? Is it available on the streaming platforms?
Yeah, so I've got it on all platforms, and it's on, I've got a music video on YouTube too. So if you type in Sheena Ray Beggin', it will come up. And Spotify, everything like that.
Marvellous. And you've got a new EP, Salty Tears. That is absolutely, I'm gutted you came up with that idea because that is genius.
Yeah, no, I'm happy I did that, yeah.
That's coming out that's coming out on Friday.
That's coming out this Friday, the 20th.
Friday the 20th, marvellous.
Yes.
And how can people, can people get a physical copy or is that streamable or downloadable?
That will be streamable, downloadable, iTunes, Spotify, everything like that, so...
Oh, yeah. Marvellous. And how many songs are we talking in that EP?
We've got four. Beggin's one of them. Yeah. And then we've got three more.
Perfect. Perfect. And all written and produced everything by yourself?
Yeah, all written by myself. I've obviously got some help and like producers have helped work with me and stuff. So, yeah.
I can honestly say, I think this might be a first for me because I've, you know, interviewed singer-songwriters before, but it's usually, oh yeah, but we get the producer to do this or the studio technician to do this. But to do it all yourself, that's amazing. You've got to be proud of yourself for that.
Yeah, no, because obviously like a lot when I did it, like everything was like shut, like studios and stuff like that. So I was like, I'm just going to do it all at home and like...
Yeah.
Well, everything was done like online. So when I worked with people, it was online, got mixed and mastered online. So everything was done like virtually, which was quite cool.
Sheena, what are your either plans and or aspirations for the future in terms of your singing career?
I definitely want to do more live shows, film more music videos, and obviously just keep writing and producing music. And yeah, I just want to like have people connect with my lyrics and my music. So that's literally all I want.
So potentially full time.
I hope so. I'm still working in the bar, but you know, hopefully we'll make it, turn it into full time soon.
Sheena, thanks so much for taking the time to talk to me today here on Radio Verulam.
Thank you for having me.
Absolute pleasure. I wish you the very best of luck. You have to. This isn't a choice. You have to come back on whenever we've got any news of new songs, new singles.
I definitely will.
Your first single, is that correct? Is Begging?
This is my first debut single called Begging.
Marvellous. Well, here it is here on Radio Verulam, and exclusive. This one is Sheena Ray with Begging.
Mama always said, know your worth. Daddy always said, put yourself first. I was a big believer in second chances. Always been a sucker for bad boy romances. But mama always said, daddy always said, to love yourself. Yeah, but I'm stronger now, doing my own thing. I'm in a boxing match in my own ring. And I'll be ready when the referee says fight. Yeah, but I'm stronger. I'm in a boxing match in my own ring, and I know it's gonna be victory each time. 'Cause you won't catch me begging, 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 begging for love. You won't catch me begging, 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 begging to stay. 'Cause I know only it's passed away. And you won't catch me begging, begging, begging. You won't catch me begging, 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 begging for love. You won't catch me begging, begging, begging. My roommate always said, go have fun. My homies always say, you're number one. I was always scared to be alone, so I just let everything go. But now I don't care, I hope you know. Yeah, that I'm stronger now, doing my own thing. I'm in a boxing match in my own ring, and I know. Nobody, I'm my own person, yeah, in my own body. I'm the queen with my queen on. Hey, Alexandra dress has got the gleam on. Don't need to be around these certain guys. I know my self-worth and I'm certified. They in their feelings, they checking. Won't open their message, they're begging. I'm flexing, accept it. Hey, boom, I'm gone, yeah, I moved on. All the time wasted, that was too long. Moving forever, now the future is better. Yeah, but loosen the tether, but you didn't tell her. 'Cause they want you under their control. Dehumanized without